the power of visiting the samadhis of great Vaishnavas, like Vishnu Chakravarti or Jiva Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami or Teen Goswami. What is the power? The power is in Lila Smaran. The samadhi becomes a stimulant for remembering that Vaishnava. It's not like you have a battery rickshaw, or you have a battery motorcycle, or battery-powered electric scooter, and you plug into the wall, and you get power from the government power to charge your scooter battery. It's not like you come to a samadhi, put your finger in the wall of the samadhi, get some power. Oh, I feel my bhakti meter 20%, 30%, full charge. You go to samadhi, maybe nothing happens. The samadhi is collecting, it's a focal point where you can focus on the life and teachings of that great saint and connect with that person by memory. Like we have what we call a phenomenon of mental telepathy, ESP, mental telepathy, connecting with other people's ideas, thoughts from thousands of miles away. There's many cases in psychology books about twin brothers. One twin is in New York City, one twin is in Moscow. And he went there for the winter because it's nice to be in Moscow in the winter. If you like cold. So the Moscow brother died. He was sick, very sick. And there was way before any telephones. And the New York brother felt my brother's sick. So he sent a letter to his brother, airmail letter. And it took about 10 days, got a reply. He said, yes, I'm dying, I got some disease, incurable disease. I'm dying, I'm very sick. And the brother wrote back, yes, I can feel you, I can feel it. So a connection, twin brothers connect by mental telepathy. So when you go to a samadhi, these are siddha saints. These are nitya siddha saints. So they're in the spiritual world. They can connect with your atma. Your atma can connect with them by meditation, by prayer. There's no shortage. Prayer goes beyond time and space. Prayer is not limited by space or time. Prayer reaches Krishna's ears. Where is Krishna? Krishna's in your heart, he's in the spiritual world. So where are the saints? The saints are living in the memories in your heart, and they're in the spiritual world. So when you pray the saints at their samadhi, gives you a chance to focus on them. And some of the saints, some of the samadhis, most of the samadhis are ashes. The saints are burned, their ashes are put somewhere. Some in Radhakund, some in Yamuna, some in the ground, in a samadhi. So there's a certain type of vastu shakti, certain type of spiritual energy contained in the bones and ashes of a great Vaishnava. So when you go to the samadhi, if you're sensitive, because some people are very sensitive to subtle vibration, they can feel the energy. Most people are very dull. They can't feel the energy, subtle energy. But you can feel some energy, some good vibrations there, blessings are coming from there. So this is part of our tradition to establish samadhis of saints. Now, very few saints have samadhis. Usually what happens is the followers of a saint, they make some murti of their guru. They worship the murti and they have their disciples carry on the worship. My own Guru Maharaj, he left this world in 2019. He was cremated. and his ashes were, he didn't miss anything with do with his ashes. I put some of his ashes in Chonka America. There's a lot of ashes. I put some there. Some people took some ashes. And now that's why he was cremated. And some ashes were collected. Made a samadhi was made. And he's such a prominent acharya. And that was the wish of his wish and his disciples' wish. Most saints, they don't make any statement about making a samadhi. They just say, burn me up and put my ashes in the water there. Because they don't want this, most sadhus, they don't want any attachment to this world. But some sadhus, they've asked for a samadhi to be made for a preaching purpose. They also want to maintain some connection with the world of devotees by requesting a samadhi to be made. But some sadhus, when they're leaving, they don't want any more connection. Goodbye world. So they just go. Most 95% of sadhus are like that. It's all samadhi building is usually the task of disciples. The guru won't talk much about it. Some gurus do, but that's for a higher purpose, for a transcendental purpose, benefiting their followers.